Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow, things are really happening around here at Catholic Radio. Can't believe it.
I am just glad that we have celebrated Easter.
Yes, indeed.
The chocolate eggs and chocolate Easter bunnies are all around the house for a few days, just for a few days. And I want to say Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and to everybody listening today. It's a great day.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you know, really, it is to enjoy the Easter season. We have plenty of time to enjoy the Easter season, several weeks ahead of us. So I say, get those Easter bunnies and nibble on them and enjoy the beautiful weather and enjoy Easter season from all of us here at Catholic Radio and Faith in Action. And you know, we have a big deal coming up in just, gosh, a little less than a month.
We do. On May 23rd, we have our golf outing coming up. And that's a great day. Mark that day on your calendar, May 23rd. It is a Tuesday, and it's going to be a fun day. If you can figure out how to get off work a little early, as in 10 o'clock in the morning.
Easy. Go in early and then take the afternoon off. That's what my husband does.
It's going to be at Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning with... It's a Catholic Radio Golf Center golf outing. We're going to start with Holy Mass.
Of course we are.
At 11 o'clock in the morning, lunch at 11:30, and golf beginning at noon, and lunch is included, of course, and all the way around to dinner time, great steak dinner being planned as well. It's all inclusive, all of that, all the way from 11 o'clock in the morning till probably, I don't know, around 6 or 6:30 at night, maybe something like that.
I'm already hungry.
And besides all of that, we have the beverage carts cruising the golf course all day long. We'll have a couple of them out there, and they'll have all kinds of cold refreshments and snacks to eat on and things like that. So you're not going to go hungry. You're not going to go thirsty. You're going to have a great time golfing. All you need to do is sign up. You can do that right now by calling us here at Catholic Radio. Our number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. And it'll just take you a second to get signed up here. You can do it by credit card right over the phone. Or if you want to do it by check, we'll let you know where to mail the check and that sort of thing. It is $125 a person, $450 for a foursome. And we do need more foursomes at this point. But we also need some individual golfers. I mean, don't let the fact that you can't get a foursome together deter you from coming. There are other folks that are coming out singly, too, and you might meet your new best friend. You never know.
That's amen. Amen. That happened last year, and that was kind of fun.
So we do have room also for some sponsors. If you have a business and would like to sponsor a hole at the golf outing, we'll give you some good exposure for that. We'll mention you on the radio here in Catholic Radio. Plus, we will also have a sign out on the hole that you're the sponsor of, letting all of our golfers know that you support Catholic Radio and a little bit about your business. So if you want some information on that or how to become a high-level sponsor, we are looking for a couple of sponsors that maybe could help us out with the cost of lunch or maybe the cost of dinner. Barb Brinkman is the lady that you need to talk to, and you can talk to her just by calling our phone number here at 317-870-8400.
Our guest on Faith in Action actually came to us quite interestingly back in, I think, mid-February or early March. I had the opportunity to MC the Spread dinner dance down at the Catholic Center. And to open it, the priest wasn't there who was going to say the opening prayer. And so they asked me if I would. And I said, you know, if we could find a religious, I really would prefer to have a religious give the meal prayer. So I was looking around the room and I saw a sister. And I said, perfect. Let's get her up here. And she at first said, no, don't ask me. But upon pressing her a little bit more and saying how wonderful it would be if we had consecrated, lead us in prayer, she relented and she came up with this beautiful prayer. So, and after talking to her a minute or two, I realized she'd be a great guest on Faith in Action. So today joining us from Nigeria, all the way from Nigeria, we have Sister Nora Duru. She is from the Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy. God bless you, Sister.
Thank you.
And she drove all the way from St. Mark's, and we are quite a distance from St. Mark's, so you had quite a journey today, Sister.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Okay. Well, our listeners, we always love to hear vocation stories, Sister. So if you could first tell us a little bit about your vocation story. When did you first think that maybe God was calling you to be a consecrated?
Okay. Actually, I grew up from what they call motherless babies. My parents died when I was a baby.
Oh, my.
The nuns at that time took care of me. They did everything that that mother will do to the child till up to this very moment.
Oh, my goodness.
I stayed with them, did my elementary school, high school. They sent me to Italy. I was in Italy for 6 years. Then I moved to Michigan. I stayed in Michigan for 4 years. Then I moved to Indianapolis now.
Oh, my goodness.
So actually, my congregation started in 1996.
Yes.
With a group of nuns. We are not many that time. It's just few of them. Then gradually, we grew up.
Yes.
We grew up in numbers.
Yes.
So stage by stage, group by group, section by section.
Yes.
In my congregation.
And now you have quite a few. But Sister, when you were growing up, so you were basically an orphan.
Yes, I'm an orphan.
Raised by this
by the nuns. Yes.
So did you? Was there ever a thought?
Is their character and everything? I don't know anybody.
Anything but the nuns.
But the nuns. So I don't know any way to go.
But the nuns
joined them because that's the life I met.
Wow. Yes,
when I came to the world.
So there was no thought when you were 15 or 16 years old of getting married, of finding a boy and having a family.
No
thought at all.
No thought. Although I have two brothers. One of them lives in here in the United States.
Yes.
So when I was trying to be to enter religious life, since I was the only daughter, they didn't accept it at the first time.
Oh.
So I said, well, maybe that's where God calls me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to listen to that call and follow them and see what will come up later.
Yes.
Sure. So when I stepped into the sisterhood, what you call aspirancy.
Yes.
I keep in contact with them. They ignore me.
Your brothers ignore
you. Yes, they ignore me. So when I, from aspirant, then the one that is in United States tried all his best to make sure that I come to United States.
Ah.
Oh.
So that my mind would get out of the... being a nun or whatever. I said, well, if God calls me to be a nun, nothing would stop it.
Yes. So your brothers didn't want you to be a nun.
Did your brother?
But now they like it.
Oh, okay.
did they grow up in the same environment you did as a parentless child?
They're a little bit grown when I went to the orphanage.
Oh, okay,
so they were a little bit older.
They are pretty much older than me. The baby.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the only daughter. Yes.
So being the only daughter, maybe they hoped that you would marry. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes,
and you'd have children.
Yes, I think that's what they were hoping for. I said, well, I don't think that's where God calls me because I never met anybody that has that idea.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
I only meet the nuns.
Wow, that's very unique.
We do everything. They do everything together, pray together, everything together.
So wow. It's the only life she's known.
The life.
Mm-hmm. Were you relatively happy then? Obviously, you were. It was all you had known, but it was a happy life for you?
It's a very happy life up to this moment.
All right. Up till today.
Up to today.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's pretty up good.
Then she met us.
She had a Dickens of a time trying to get here, sister, though.
Yes.
But you persevered.
Yes.
You persevered.
It's just the will of God.
Amen.
That I will get to the end.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're chatting with Sister Nora Duru. She is from the Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy, and she is originally from Nigeria, but came to Michigan and then to Indiana, and now she's at St. Mark's.
Now, did you start as a nun in Nigeria? Were you christened as a nun?
I became a nun in 1996.
In Nigeria?
Nigeria.
And then did you start with young children, mothering young children?
Yes.
Just like your situation?
Yes.
Very interesting.
So the orphanage still is going today?
Yeah, it's still going on today.
Okay, so have you questioned back to what happened to your parents? Do you know what happened to your parents? Or?
Actually, I don't know. But nobody knows exactly what happened. But both of them didn't die at the same time anyway.
Oh, they did not?
They did not die at the same. They died one after the other. I think my mom first, my dad first died.
Yes.
No, my mom first died.
Yes.
Before my dad. So I think with a brief illness.
Yes, and then brought you to the orphanage. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Sister Nora Duru. She is from the Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy Order. And right now she's at St. Mark's. And what do you do at St. Mark's? And how many nuns do you have down there?
I work in the church.
Work in the church?
I help in the church.
Okay.
We're three nuns living together.
Okay.
But myself was working in the church.
Okay. And all from the same order?
Yes, all from the same order.
Okay. You have an interesting charism. I was reading up on the internet a little bit about your order, and it surprised me. It shouldn't have surprised me, but the charism, your spirituality is charity, humility, prayer, penance, and abandonment to the will of God.
Yes.
But specifically, you are to live out these virtues in your communities engaged in orphanages.
Yes.
Schools, hospitals, homes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are doing up to today.
Wow. How large is your organization today? How many sisters are in your... Roughly?
More than 900.
Oh, wow.
Getting to 1,000, I mean.
Oh, wow.
So how did it come? I know that you came to the United States and your brothers wanted you to stay here and not become a nun, but you went... Before you became a nun, but you went back to Nigeria.
No, back home, they want to bring me back from home, straight from home, so that I won't have the
influence of being a nun. Right.
But I dodged it.
Oh, you dodged it. I love it.
How I dodged it was that he told one person that time, the person was our superior general. So he told the mother to take me to the embassy to look for visa. So the mother signed and gave me a letter and appointed somebody to take me to the embassy because I was a young girl that time.
Sure.
I was a young girl in my teenage age.
Yeah.
So she took me there and we went there. They interviewed me. So after they interviewed me, I don't understand what they're talking about anyway at that time. So he gave me one letter, one paper, that I should go through that letter. When I go through that letter, then I know why they didn't issue me visa. I said, thank God. Because I was praying, I was asking God not to make it happen. Because
really?
I want to be a nun.
Oh.
So when I went there, I didn't succeed.
Yes.
So the letter says that they will not they don't allow young girls to leave Nigeria and go to United States at that time.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So that was it. So obviously it was the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Obviously.
Do you ever get back to Nigeria?
Yeah, I just came back. I went to my country December.
Okay.
And I came back. I left that country January 16th and to mm-hmm. then the following day.
Now, when you go back to Nigeria, do you wear the habit as a nun?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All our life, we wear the habit.
Yes.
Okay. Except when you are going to bed.
Uh-huh. Now, how has Nigeria as a country changed since you were a girl growing up there? Now that you've come over to the United States and you go back to Nigeria, how has it changed since you grew up there?
You know, there's a lot of changes through the leaders,
mm-hmm.
those that are guiding the leaders in our country.
Uh-huh.
So, and although we have a lot of Christianities in Nigeria, like a Muslim, this and that, mm-hmm. all those. But I think Catholic is more
uh-huh.
in Nigeria.
Okay, very good.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Really? So Catholicism has grown in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now is most.
But the Muslim is they are coming up.
They're coming up very fast.
Is yeah. most of the country not cities, a kind of rural area, not cities with tall buildings and big grocery stores and things like that? Is most of it kind of villages and that sort of thing?
It's mixed up.
Okay.
You will see some, you will not see some. Just it's mixed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure that our listening audience is interested to hear a little bit about how you practice your faith. For instance, about how the Mass is in Nigeria versus the Mass at St. Mark's.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about this at the spread dinner. You've been to Mass at KT's, at Father KT's.
Yes, Father KT.
Yeah.
You want me to say
yes.
something about the difference? The difference in our Mass is that everything is real. Everything is, you will see everything. You will be, will sing, clap hand, beat drum, dance. Then after the Mass, we go to the cafeteria, what do you call it, and do some social,
mm-hmm.
eat, dance, introduction, all those that will make people happy.
Sure, it sounds like here in this country, Mass takes on Sunday more or less 1 hour, mm-hmm. but it sounds like over there it takes the better part of a day.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost 4 good hours or more than that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, did you did not have a car in Nigeria, or did you? Did you walk everywhere, or did you have a car?
I didn't walk in Nigeria.
So you had a car?
No, I didn't have a car.
Oh, okay.
I was so young when I was back home.
Right.
It was when I came over. I learned how to drive
here
in the United States.
Well, I was wondering, because when we had Father John from St. Vincent's tell us a little bit about what it was like in Nigeria and the Mass, and he said that they would walk sometimes a very far distance to get to Mass, and
yes,
so
and yes. and so it depends on individual.
Yeah.
Some people has car, some don't have. But if you don't have car, if you can't trek, you take a bus.
Yes,
yeah, you go to where you're going.
Yeah, and he said, and because of that, because sometimes it might take you an hour or two to walk to where Mass is. You want it's going to be a celebration, so you have Mass that lasts a couple hours, and then you have dancing and celebration and eating,
yes.
and then you walk back home. So it's the whole day. It's the
yes.
whole Sunday,
mm-hmm. yes,
which is completely different than here.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
And what about attire? What about dress? The way people dress for church in Nigeria?
In Nigeria?
Yes.
In the church?
Yes.
In the church, the ladies wear their gown or their skirt and blouse.
Yes.
And the most, every girl, every lady, every woman must cover her head entering the church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in every mass.
In every mass.
Okay.
As far as it's a God's house.
Right.
Cover your head.
So cover your head. All right. And do women wear pants?
Before they don't, but now things are coming up, and you see some girls wearing pants. But before I left in my country, you can never see a lady wearing a pant.
No,
in my country,
always wearing skirts or dresses.
Skirts or dress, or wrapper
or a wrap.
Yes,
yeah, and colorful, I'm sure.
Yes, different color.
Now, what are some of the other services that the members of your order are involved in? What sort of things do the other nuns do?
So some teach.
Yes, some teach.
Some, and we have, I read that there was some right orphanages.
Now, one of two, I work in the St. Mark.
Yes.
The other one works at St. John's.
Oh,
Church down in downtown.
Oh, St. John the Evangelist, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then the other one is a student.
Now,
she's about to be a nurse.
Oh, okay.
Now, I noticed that when you came to the spread dinner, you came with someone. You brought a companion with you, someone who needed some help.
Yes.
Was he from St. Mark's, or how did that happen?
It's, you know, I work for the company. This company is called Hosa Home.
Terry Huser.
Yeah,
yes. He was there. Terry Huser was there.
Oh, yes, you know.
So I work for them. So they are the people that arranged that.
You know, one of my good friends, and Terry Huser is a good friend too, but John Hall is also a friend of mine.
Okay, I know
So
John.
You know both John and Terry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, both Terry, great, my great boss. People.
Yeah, he had a big contingency, which was brought me to another question, is how do you support yourself financially? So you have to work. You work for at Huser Home Care, and they pay you. And is that how you support yourself?
Actually, how since we're religious, if you're being paid, the money, you're not the one using your money. It goes on the common purse.
Okay.
So when it goes on the common purse, they will, every month they will give you your monthly need.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Your monthly need, it might be $150 in every month, or sometimes $200. It depends.
Sure.
And
that's, you get your toothbrush and toothpaste and whatever your basic
inside
needs.
Inside that money.
Yes. Yeah, so,
but if somebody give you something, you thank God.
So if Jim were to write you a check for $200, would that have to go into the common purse, or could you keep that?
It depends. If it's me, you give it to me.
As a gift.
I will use it.
Oh, okay.
But if you said in your order, I'll give it to
them. Then you have to give it to the order. Okay.
Yes.
All right. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Sister Nora Duro. She is from the Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy Order, originally from Nigeria, but she is at St. Mark's, working at St. Mark's. And Huser Home Care, I just figured that one out. But at St. Mark's, you work in the cafeteria? You work where?
In the church. I help clean the church.
So how did you get the assignment at St. Mark's in the United States?
Father Todd employed me.
Did
the parish priest.
Yes, okay. But did he contact Nigeria and say,
no,
I need several?
No. No. What happened was that we were living on at Westside.
Okay.
With Father John, I don't know his last name. Our parish, we belong to St. Anthony's Parish.
Yes.
You know St. Anthony's?
Yes,
Saint,
sure.
So we belong there.
Okay.
And we live in that convent there.
Yes.
But gradually, it looks like they went to make use of that compound.
Yes.
They asked us to leave.
Oh, okay.
So it was terrible. So this December was just one year that we moved from that Holy Trinity to...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Holy
yeah.
Trinity was our parish. but they closed. It was closed.
Yes.
Are quite a number of your sisters in the United States here, or are they in other countries around the world?
We are just everywhere. We are just everywhere. Everywhere. There is no place in the United States that you will not find a Daughters of Mary, Mother of Mercy.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I do love, I was reading through different things, your spirituality, your charism, and I really was touched because it says that you do work with the poor and the underprivileged in hospitals, schools, home, orphanages. But that specifically is what you gravitate towards. I mean, that is who you... That's where you work.
Yes.
So can you see, you talk about the Mother Superior, but that's back in Nigeria. So here, do you have a superior here that you answer to here?
Yes, we have a regional superior. We have a individual superior, like a community superior. Where I live, I have my superior.
Right. Oh, okay.
The regional superior is the person in charge of the United States.
Oh.
So and they could move you to Miami, Florida.
Anywhere.
And you've been here for just a year, at St. Mark's for just a year.
In Indianapolis, this is my 7th year or 8th year. 8 years.
Okay.
I came to the Indianapolis 2007. From 2007 to now.
Okay.
It should be 7 or 8 years.
Well, to 10 years. It's 2017. Wow. So 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Good.
So you could be here for another 10 years, or they could move you to New York next week.
When they want to.
I love that. She has listeners. She has her hands opened up, as in, you know, wide open, whenever they want it. At God's
it's
will.
It's part of our charism. We have to obey. Obedience.
Sure, obedience. Listeners, our guest today on Faith in Action, Sister Nora Duru, telling a little bit about her life as a daughter of Mary, Mother of Mercy, her travels from Nigeria here, and her vocation. And I thank you, Sister, for coming to Catholic Radio and sharing it with us. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.